quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with Jasmine Ray. How are you?
I'm good, Benno. How are you?
Absolutely awesome. All the better for speaking to you, my dear.
Now, lovely to talk to you.
This album, If I Want To, What a great evolution.
Yeah, it feels like my small child. I'm it's been a long time coming, it feels like, and to finally hold it in my hand, I'm holding it, can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
And all its Jewel Casey goodness. The album itself, I mean, it's... I really enjoy it because I think you've got an incredibly versatile voice. I know that you're a country artist, but you still have an amazing versatility. You really do have an ability to move cross-genre. So why is it country that you decided to settle in?
I love country music. I've always listened to... I like the stories and the lyrics and the honesty. I also love the banter. So it just, you know... I can't exactly describe it because I love all types of music, but country music, it just speaks to me.
So tell me about the journey that you've been on for the last 2 years that culminated in If I Want To.
It's been a roller coaster, I must say. So we released Listen Here, 2011 on the Alan Jackson tour?
Yep.
So that was humongous. And so you kind of start thinking about your next album as soon as you bring out, you know, the current album that you're with, and that was that you're with, it's like your partner. Listen Here, and I was thinking about my next album, what would I like to do? And then my dad was actually diagnosed with cancer months afterwards, and so it kind of put a stop on everything, and I kind of stopped doing most things, and so it kind of put my whole life into perspective. And you realise, you know, the most important thing is the people you love and, you know, the things you do for the people you love. And that was really, you know, terrible, but it was also grounding, you know. You learn a lot through that process. And so, yeah, I decided to start writing because I didn't know where I was going to be, whether I'd make another album or, you know, what I'd want to do, you know. Cause, I don't know, it kind of wakes you up. And so through that process, and then he passed away, and through that process... after I wrote the first song, after he passed away, I knew I wanted to make another album because I wanted to, you know, do what I love doing. And so that's how If I Want To is born. But it's not all, it's actually most of the songs on there are not sad, which is quite unexpected. But it came from a place where I didn't know what I wanted, and now it's exactly what I wanted, If I Want To.
Isn't it interesting how life throws us these curveballs that we could never anticipate, that prompt us to grow and be bigger and better than we ever thought we could be?
I think so. I mean, you know, I definitely traded all to go back in time, but you can't, so you just have to learn from it and do... You know, I just decided I wanted to live the life that my dad, you know, would have been proud of, and a life that I love. So, and it's making music, country music, and making albums and writing songs.
With the awards that you've picked up, I'm sure that he would have been incredibly proud of you. With the CMC Oz Artist of the Year, that was fan voted, which is absolutely amazing. So you got a lot of love out there for you, Jasmine.
And, I'm very lucky.
And CMA Global Artist Award as well. That's kind of cool.
I love shiny trophies. They're the funnest thing. But I don't do it just, you know, I don't do it for the awards. I do it because, you know, just you get pleasure out of, you know, talking to people like you and, you know, being able to communicate with people. That's what we do, you know, and it's just incredible that I get to do that all day long. So that's great. And then you get shiny, heavy trophies, and that's, you know, just a cherry on the top.
You know what? There's this one saying I like. If at first you don't succeed, redefine success. Now, that relates to trophies the sense that when I was growing up, I used to think that winning trophies was kind of cool as a kid. Until my mother took me to this bakery just down the road, and I discovered while waiting for mum to come out of said bakery, there was a trophy shop next door. I didn't have to work hard. I could just go buy the damn things.
Oh, wow. Really? Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, that was a turning point in my life and ultimately my career as well, mm-hmm. that I could just buy trophies. But you're
and
still...
did you do that?
Yeah, totally.
You did it once or twice, yeah.
just a few times. And then there's artists like you that still do it the hard way by actually being incredibly awesome at what you do. You're also part of an elite club as far as the YouTube club goes. Over 1 million plays on your video.
Yeah, I'm addicted to YouTube. How much time do you spend on YouTube then?
Not as much as I used to. I'm a big fan of crazy videos, and I think I don't know if YouTube wasn't there, I don't know what sort of outlet there'd be for amazing music videos and crazy cat videos as well.
I know the funny cat videos and vlogging. It's become this huge thing. I think the internet has completely changed. In every industry, the internet has changed everything. And so I'm very excited to be kind of jumping on that bandwagon, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram now, which is kind of new. I'm still quite bad at taking photos. And YouTube as well. And so it's a great outlet to be able to communicate with people, and, you know, it's something different.
It's a whole new world of connectedness. Let's go to the single now, If I Want To. Tell me the story behind that.
I wrote this with Bob DePiro, who is, for people who don't know what he does, he is a hit songwriter. That is his job. People have jobs like that in Nashville, so I went over to Nashville.
That's a big call.
Yes, so he writes huge hits.
He did some for Tim McGraw, Brooks and Dunn. Yes. Etta James.
Faith Hill, Trisha Yearwood, you know, small artists like that, you know.
Yeah, emerging artists that do really well for themselves.
That's what he does. And so I don't know how he does it, but he just has this magic inside of his head that just comes out. And he, I've been wanting to write with him for a long time, but this time he had, you know, he had a little bit of space in his schedule, so we spent the day together, and he was lovely. And you never know. I wrote actually like about 50 songs before we... picked the cream of the crop, if you want to say that, for this album. And so you never know when you're going into a writing appointment, in quotation marks, whether that song's actually going to be recorded. So you don't want to be wasting people's time. You just want to, you know, make the best song possible. And so I was a bit nervous, but it was lovely, and we came up with If I Want To.
Well, I think it is an absolutely fantastic way to kick off a brilliant album. Jasmine Ray, If I Want To, you can get it on iTunes. You can buy it from all good record stores. And right now, here it is, Jasmine Ray, If I Want To. Thanks, Jazz.
Thanks, Dana.
You can pack all your things and say that we're through. To make it easy on you, just don't say we can still be friends. I've already got plenty of them. I'm gonna love you if I want to. I'm gonna need you if I need to. Baby, no, you can't tell me what to do. Gonna want you if I want to.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.